Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Scott Lusardier. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug Strange. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pettis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Pettis. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Skinner for a passed ball. Pettis moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lynn strikes out. There goes Pettis. He's safe. There goes Whitaker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Noakes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown strikes out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1-1. James hits a fly ball into right field. Lusardier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lusardier strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Heath bunts in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brumley moves to second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brumley scores. Pettis moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pettis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Matt Noakes, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noakes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Lou Sarder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lusarder is 0-for-1 in the game. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Furman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats James for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to second. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 2 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Skinner moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lusardier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lusardier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Strange. The throw from Skinner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Brumley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brumley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pettis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pettis for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bergman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Gary Ward pinch hits for Matt Noakes. Gary Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Ken Williams pinch hits for Scott Lusardier. Steve Olin now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing right field. Bo Allred pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allred strikes out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Felix Furman. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Magren now catching. Luis Aguayo now playing shortstop. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Strange is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strange for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brumley for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 4 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Bergman moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bergman moves to third. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.